B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Well, okay, today's morning court is more of a continuation of yesterday's court where we talked to Ben, who was plowing, that's another story, blowing leaves.
Yes.
And taking care of his yard, but then he noticed that the leaves kept coming back.
Weird phenomenon.
Yeah, and like blowing across the street, and he actually saw his new neighbor just blowing leaves into Ben's yard, like not a care in the world. His attitude was, apparently, not my leaves, not my problem.
Not my tree, not my problem.
No, he's in a town where you got to catch him. You got to catch and bag your leaves. You can't catch and release. That's what he's doing.
All right, okay.
You get it?
Yeah, I get it.
You got to bag him, and then the neighbor's not having any of that. So Ben called and said, is this normal, and what should I do when a guy just clearly thinks that, you know, if it's not his tree, it's not his problem? Well, guess who called yesterday? One of our listeners, Debbie, very nice woman with a strong opinion on what Ben should do or shouldn't do. So if you missed it, here's a call from Debbie yesterday. Here's how it started when we asked her opinion.
Look, Ben wants the tree, okay? Mm-hmm. He owns it. He owns every part of it. Let's say the neighbor doesn't like it. He can't go over and cut it down, okay? Mm-hmm. So he owns the tree, and whatever is the tree, like the leaves, it's his. Look at in my yard, I cut down 23 trees.
Jeez.
Pay thousands of dollars.
Yes.
And
did you pave it all?
But every year you're still...
I throw the leaves back.
Yeah.
I give the leaves back to my neighbors.
Oh!
Because I don't want any leaves. It's their responsibility.
So you're Ben's neighbor. Okay. Right?
But I will say, it's funny though. Everybody's like, oh, poor Ben. It's like, you know, he wants the tree. Part of owning a tree is taking care of it and mm-hmm. taking care of the leaves. Mm-hmm. I don't have any leaves. I don't have any trees.
So you blow your leaves back into your neighbor's yard who owns the trees.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
It's his.
Do you get invited to, like, events in the neighborhood or yes or no? I'm just curious.
Yeah, no, everybody's fine with it.
Okay, everyone's fine with it.
I mean, think about it. You guys are, like, sympathizing with Ben, but Ben isn't taking care of his tree. He's allowing it to grow over to the neighbor's side. Mm-hmm. I mean...
But there's second...
He's allowing the leaves to fall over there.
Debbie, it's kind of an unwritten rule that you take care of your own yard. You don't... Regardless of where the leaves came from,
I don't have a maple tree. Where'd this come from?
Yeah, just blow it down. Debbie, I'm just saying.
But at the same time... Mm-hmm. You know, you say you take care of your own yard, but taking care of your own yard is also taking care of the fact that you grew something that's now going to infringe on somebody else's
yard.
First it's trees and it's kids.
I mean, think
about it. No, Deb, listen, I like your style because you own it. You own it.
You're not
like,
apologizing.
Hey, I don't care.
Yeah,
you
know? Lorax wants to have a word with you, though.
Yeah.
He speaks for the trees.
I know, 23 trees.
But you guys are saying... that, oh, the snow. What do you do about the snow? Well, the snow comes from the sky.
Right.
Nobody owns the snow.
Okay.
But I will tell you this.
Yep.
I know for a fact that if you have a tree and it's healthy and it falls on the neighbor's house or the neighbor's shed, it's the neighbor's responsibility pay for their damage, claim it on their homeowners, get rid of the tree. But the person that grew the tree has no responsibility whatsoever.
Yep.
And you say to yourself, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, Deb.
So all right, Deb.
I'm an advocate for a homeowner who, you know, if...
No, we got you, Deb.
A lot of times people grow trees are irresponsible.
Okay,
and,
Deb,
you know,
we're going to take another call, but...
But thank you for your honesty.
You should come on Morning Court next year. Okay.
This is great.
Bye, Debbie.
Thanks.
Wow. Go ahead. Deal with that.
She hates trees.
Love it. That was Debbie so from yesterday.
Yeah.
Crazy. She thinks it's crazy if you, don't own a tree that you wouldn't blow them across the yard to the neighbor who does, where they came from. Okay, so, hey, Deb, if you're still out there, you can give us a call. But
defend your stance.
Yeah. Or what do you think of Deb's take on that? You can give us a call, 888-410-1057. Just curious to see, because she was the only person who came to Ben's neighbor's defense. Okay?
No.
All right, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. 750. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court today is kind of a continuation of yesterday's with our listener Ben, who was upset that neighbors in Newentown just blow their leaves onto his yard. They don't care. They're not their leaves. They don't want to bag them. They want to release them.
Okay. Release. I get it.
You get it now?
Yeah. It's okay. A fishing thing.
It's kind of, yeah. We're hunting, whatever. You don't usually bag a fish, but sure.
All right, yeah.
You know what I'm all right, so let's see. Karen, what's your advice for Ben or Debbie? What do you think?
My advice is for everyone. It's a common situation with a simple solution. If a leaf falls from a tree, regardless of where the tree is rooted, whether it drops into someone's yard or the wind takes it and blows it a few houses down, wherever that leaf lands, that's who owns the leaf.
That's who owns the leaf.
Your final resting place.
That's who owns the leaf. Mm-hmm. It's in your yard. You're a homeowner. Do your yard work like the rest of everybody else does in the suburbs.
That's the way I've always done it. You know what? I'm not like we're not looking for leaves to identify where they come from.
What are you going to determine what tree it came from?
Yeah.
Is this an oak leaf?
We're hoping Debbie calls. We'll find out. Okay. Thank you.
I hope she does.
Bye, Karen. Mike. Oh, boy. Not a great sound, Mike. Mike, hang on. We'll get back to you.
He's currently blowing leaves.
Yeah. Right into Debbie's yard.
Yeah.
All right, Bert, what's your take?
Well, I was wondering if you could have me get in touch with Deb or find some way for her to get in touch with me. I need her as the spokesperson for my latest product. It's called Tree Pens.
Tree Pens.
Something that catches the leaves before they fall. And it keeps the leaves out of your yard.
See what he did there?
I get it.
See what he did? Tree pens. That's not bad, Bert.
All right. Okay.
I like that. Yeah. Every tree gets a nice diaper around it.
Yeah.
That's funny, Bert. I like a thinking man.
Yep.
All righty. We got Lisa who's defending Debbie.
All
right, Lisa? Let's hear it.
That's right. I think that if you don't own a tree, you shouldn't have to put up with other people's leaves. If you don't like it, leave. Take your leaves with you.
Wow. So, Lisa, what is your protocol in fall when the leaves start falling? Or do you bag them? You blow them across the yard? What do you do?
It's not my job. I let my husband do that. But yes, he breaks them, blows them, bags them, and he doesn't put them on other people's lawns.
No, but
so he takes care of the leaves
properly.
That's right.
But are they your trees?
That's correct.
They're your trees, your leaves.
That's correct.
Okay, so you don't really agree with Debbie then?
I agree with Deb. I don't have the tree, so why should I have to put up with my neighbor's leaves?
Oh, okay.
Lisa, maybe you could just send your husband over.
No, but Lisa says she tells her husband to blow him over, but
he picks him up anyway like a good human.
He does. Oh, yep.
He's a good man. Hey, Lisa, we're trying to get a hold of Debbie. Though. You just stay tuned, okay?
Yeah.
See, you guys might be fast friends.
Yes.
Okay. It's so funny. Anyway, we're trying to get a hold of Debbie. She'll see if we can get her to re-chime. Maybe she's changed her mind.
I don't think
or
so.
Or does she stand by her strong
opinion? I think she probably does. Opinion. She had a strong stance.
All right, so
gotta give it to her.
All right, Matt, what do you say?
Look, sorry, I was getting my donkeys. I would have called sooner, but honestly, pick up the leaves. No matter what, if it's in your yard, pick it up. If the lady had 50 dogs and the dogs ran over and took dumps in the yard, I get it. That's okay. Another thing.
50 dogs taking that's a lot.
This is part of nature. You know what I mean? It's the leaves. It blows in your yard. Pick it up.
Okay.
Don't make a fuss about it.
I agree. That's why I'm kind
it's
of fascinated
analogy.
By
a little...
Debbie and Lisa both saying, thanks, Matt. Enjoy your donkeys.
Yes.
Okay. Your
That's
words.
Crazy.
Priority, sir.
That's crazy. Matt heard.
Crazy.
You heard
have
Debbie.
Have a good one.
You too. That's crazy. All right, Lindsay, what's your take today?
So all the people that don't want the leaves in their yard, what happens if they lived around a state park or next to like some like state-owned property? Would they expect the state to come and pick up all their leaves?
I don't know.
Good point. Yeah. I like the way you think.
What are you going to do?
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, they're unidentified leaves.
Yes.
That's what they are, so you just bag them like everybody else would. I mean, that's the right thing, right, Lindsay?
Listen,
I would think so. Yeah. I mean, if there's other stuff in my yard, I have to take care of it, so I would expect to take care of the leaves.
Do you think Debbie's crazy?
I think she must have some pretty awesome neighbors to accept those leaves back. Because where we live, we're the only ones that have woods in our area, and we don't live in a place where you have to bag. So our neighbors put all their leaves in our woods.
Which That's nice.
Is fine.
Yeah.
Do they ask?
Sometimes, but other times it just seems to be the common thing to do, and they just all blow them over, and which is fine. What? All the little animals like them.
Well,
so.
That's fine. Yeah, no, that's good. All right, Lindsay, thank you for calling.
Nice, I like her.
I keep her address a secret, though. Right. Good Lord. All right, we got Debbie's on hold.
Oh, boy.
Brian got a hold of Debbie. We're going to talk to her next. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Okay, another call regarding our morning court today. Let's see what Michelle has to say. Michelle, what's your take?
Well, first of all, I don't understand Debbie's take, but we'll just go beyond that. Because So if you really want to get technical, like Debbie's point of view, the leaves are on the trees, and without wind, the leaves would fall straight down into the guy's yard. Mm-hmm. However, wind, like her snow, is part of nature, and is not it's the wind that's carrying the leaves over to her yard. Mm-hmm. So I say, pick up the leaves and then don't try to put them back on the tree. It just won't work.
Okay. So we're going to hear from Debbie later to see if she's changed her mind.
I just don't understand why she doesn't do what we all do, which is complain all the time about your neighbor's trees, but then just do it.
Yeah, right.
That's what I do. Like pine cones. Exactly. Good Lord.
Nobody loves them. Nobody loves the job.
Right.
That's it. Thank you, Michelle. Hey, have a great Thanksgiving, okay?
Thank you, and you all, too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, we're going to talk to Debbie coming up at about 8:25.
Oh, yeah.
Right, that'll be interesting. Yay. Super Smart is next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, right. Morning Court is in session, and the first time we've had like a continuation of a court case, okay? So we talked to Ben yesterday. His neighbor's blowing leaves into his yard. New in the neighborhood and doesn't seem to care. Not a care in the world. So Josh saw him do it. Wants to know if he should confront. Is that neighborly? Should he just deal with it? Not sure. We're going to talk to Ben coming up. But right now, we have Debbie on standby. But first, we'll hear from Carrie. What do you say, Carrie?
Well, I think there's got to be a more neutral place to blow those leaves rather than back in the neighbor's yard.
She's very aggressive with it. She doesn't care, you know?
No, she doesn't care. Right. But we used to experience this when I was a kid. All our leaves would go off our lawn somewhere, else, and our neighbor would blow all their leaves into our yard.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand. You have another place to put them. Why does it have to go in our yard?
Wow.
So, is Deb your neighbor? Or do you remember Deb as a kid? Okay.
No.
All right, thank you.
No. All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe.
All right, you have a great Thanksgiving. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, too.
Okay, ROR, what's your take on Debbie's take?
It's Debbie.
It's Debbie!
Hi, Debbie.
Hey.
You know, you had such a strong opinion yesterday that we had to talk to you, right? Or had to talk, play your call again. You said you're honored. You're honored, right?
Yeah.
You're still honored.
Yeah. Are you still honored?
Well, there's another twist to the story.
Uh-oh. Oh, I love a twist. I love a plot twist.
All right, go ahead.
Well, after I cut down those 23 trees, I had a next door neighbor who had 8 trees and all the stuff would blow, into my yard and stuff. Mm-hmm. I convinced the husband to cut down all his trees. And after he did that, the wife came over to me and she wasn't too happy about that, but I was able to convince him to do it.
That's the plot twist.
Wants no trees.
What do you have against trees?
You are a literal horticultural nightmare.
They're good for the planet.
Why do you hate trees so much?
Let her say, go ahead.
No, in my defense,
yeah,
our houses only sit on less than a quarter of an acre of land.
Right.
Okay.
So there isn't much room for your house, play area, and things like that.
And other people's
so
leaves.
There are trees.
Okay.
Right. Hey, 23 Deb, trees. On hey,
maybe they were skinny.
Deb, first of all, thank you for calling because you were definitely taking the slings and arrows of the listeners who disagree with you.
My mother cut down all the trees in her yard in both her houses, and she got a lot of flack from that, too, up in New Hampshire, right. stuff like that. Yeah. So she has a pool and stuff, and, you know, there's enough trees. There are enough trees.
Oh, my God.
So, without having them in your own yard.
Yes. So,
there you go. Yeah.
How long have you been working at Greenpeace?
We'll see you on Arbor Day.
I'm a nature lover. I am a nature lover. I do.
We haven't changed your mind at all. Debbie, we haven't changed your mind. If a leaf falls on your yard, you don't have a tree, you're going to blow it off, right? Back to the neighbor.
In my defense, the neighbor that I blow it back onto doesn't maintain the back of the yard where our yard touch.
Yep.
So they may not know that they're adding to their.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Deb. Thank you for calling, okay?
All right. Thanks, Deb. You're a trooper. Who hates trees?
Wow. She's like Paul Bunyan, just swinging her axe, knocking him down. That's funny. But you know what I like about Deb? She owns it. She didn't care. She called back. Yeah.
She's just like, this is me, and I'm going to tell you even more.
I don't like trees,
and
I cannot lie. All right, Ben is on the phone. Ben, any closure for you after hearing all these calls today, including Debbie's?
Well, I mean, I think Debbie can do what she wants. I'm just really glad she's not my neighbor.
Yeah.
as far as mine, I think we're just going to sit down and have a good old-fashioned beer summit. We'll, we'll have a good neighborly conversation face-to-face and see if we can get it settled.
I like that.
Yeah, beer summit.
What's wrong with a beer summit?
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing at all.
And bring the right beer.
That's right.
And if that doesn't work, cut down all the trees.
Here we go. Called the Debbie method.
Yeah. Well, Ben, you're a nice guy for calling. Have a great Thanksgiving. We appreciate it. And I'm sure it'll work out. You have a good attitude. You're not going to come on too strong.
Right.
And when you bring beer to the party, you're halfway there.
Right.
You're like, I like this guy. I like it. Ben, take care. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you, okay?
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Nice guy. There it is. See how it works out? As long as Debbie isn't my neighbor, I'm good.
Right.
So there's that.
That's it.
Feel good
Something
about it.
Something to be thankful for this Thanksgiving.
No, we like Debbie. She's very nice. Very nice. Just very.
Unless you're a tree.
Unless you're
a tree. She must love going to Christmas tree farms. They're all cut down.
I don't want to see.
You're like, it'll be, do you want to cut down your own tree, Debbie?
Yes.
Of course.
Bring me the axe.
There you go. All right, Dirty Laundry next. It's 8:32.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.